Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
Some of you Packer fans are classy, but for some of you obnoxious scumbags, I got one thing.
That is some classy stuff right there. From our guy Les Grobstein. Who are you rooting for on Thanksgiving? First place Bears, Lions and Packers in second and third. Texters, rooting for the Lions to win, knock the Packers out, make the last game of the season matter. Ben's not going to lose that game against his old team. That's what I'm saying. Like, those kind of logical thought processes are available to you, you know? Here's another one. Based on the remaining schedules, I think we need Detroit to lose on Thursday. That's from Sean in Charlotte. So I'll be hoping, not rooting, for that outcome. That's an interesting way to think about it. He's going to hope, but not root. Is that possible?
It's semantics, I guess, but I view them as the same thing.
Yeah,
that
so do
feels
I.
Feels very similar, hoping and rooting.
After this game, Green Bay has the two against the Bears. They also have at Denver, home against the Ravens, and then at Minnesota at the end. That's tough. Detroit, after this one against the Packers, is home for Dallas, at the Rams, home for Pittsburgh, and then at Minnesota, at Chicago. Detroit has it easier the rest of the way by strength of schedule. You would look at.
I mean, the good thing is both are available on the Bears' schedule, so they will control their own fate.
Come on now. How hot is that?
Oh, man.
It's Thanksgiving, and the Bears control their destiny in the division. My goodness. Chris is in Hammond and is now on the Score. What's up, Chris? Who are you rooting for, Lions or Packers on Thursday?
It's a hard one, but I'm going to go for the Lions, unfortunately. But I was wondering, how would a tie affect all the standings with the Packers having a tie already?
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12/1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's a good question. So, two ties. Anthony, did you
take
bring
out
your
tiebreaker scenario?
Yeah,
speeds,
no, I don't have a double tie tiebreaker scenario. Mm. Yeah, no, I mean, it'd be harder for them to get the number of wins it would take. Ties are not wins. I guess
they're also not losses.
No,
oddly enough.
That's a great. That's a really good point by you. I think I'd like the second tie. For Green Bay, because then Detroit has a tie, right. And maybe Detroit can never catch you and wins. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so even if they had
difficult.
They had the tiebreaker, but you could still if they had that's the real question. If the Detroit has the tiebreaker against you, but they have a tie instead of a win on their record, then you don't need the tiebreaker. Then you beat them. Yeah, so I do want the tie.
I mean, as long as you end up with a better record, yeah.
Yeah.
If you end up with a worse record, then it's not as advantageous.
Right, but I think I do want the tie. I think it's a good call from Chris.
Okay.
So let's all root for the tie?
No, I don't think so. Like, I mean, I think Tyler's under the impression that everybody's going to, like, just kind of lie down at the Bears' feet was the impression I got in our group chat last night. San Francisco's awful, and you know, everybody stinks
that was
except
me,
the Bears right
that
now.
Was, that was
oh,
me.
That was Alex.
I
okay.
just said that all San right. Francisco looks gettable. Yeah. Brock Purdy loves to throw it to the other team.
Yeah, so that was Alex.
He's got a bad habit of that.
Alex is, is drunk with power right now and just thinks the Bears can just roll
first
over
place.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Tyler, who are you rooting for, the Lions or the Packers?
I mean, is it even a question? Give me the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yesterday you came in to the studio, Speaks, and you tried to justify, like, maybe you want the Lions or the Packers to win because if the Bears win, then you have two games up on the Lions. And I just see Baby T's eyes glazing over. Like, I know this guy, and he, the most mild-mannered person, he treats everybody with respect, except for the Green Bay Packers. Mm. I do not know anybody that hates the Green Bay Packers quite like this person right here. So you trying to, like, convince him, oh, yeah, maybe it's good for the Packers to win on Thanksgiving Day.
I was doing was trying to present it as a topic.
Yeah,
like,
it was
why
like,
we might get input on both sides.
I could just see it in his eyes. It was like the grobber fart noise. Like,
little
he was
there.
Not having it.
That's, you know what? I just realized that this is one of the great impossible pairings in score history. Tyler Farengol should be producing Les Grobstein's overnight show right now.
Yeah.
What a beautiful pairing they would be. They would make sweet, beautiful sports talk music together.
Mm. We would hate the Packers for 5 straight hours. It would be glorious.
Every week.
It really would. Every week, no matter what. No matter what the schedule said. Mm. That would be the sports radio of equivalent of the Packers suck chant that happens as you're walking to Soldier Field, no matter who the opponent is.
I remember being in Green Bay and doing a radio show with somebody. It was Kabir Bajabiamila. I went and did his radio show one night, and they started playing that song. And whatever the sports bar was, whatever pub we were at outside of Green Bay somewhere, everybody in this pub was just shocked that I was not familiar with the song at the time. But
yeah.
I grew up a Bears fan. I didn't sit around listening to the Bears still suck. So for them, that was just like their anthem that they just constantly play. No matter where they're at in the season, no matter anything else is going on, it's striking that the Packers have dominated the series with the Bears so much, and yet Packers fans cannot wait to rub it in everyone's face anywhere near Chicago.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it is a loathing. It is a deep-seated loathing. So I understand why Tyler cannot get there.
Can I throw a realistic take, though, for why I would say Detroit?
Yes.
If Green Bay wins, it's still going to be that weird less-than-a-game thing with a tie. If Detroit wins, Green Bay moves behind Detroit. If the Bears win and Detroit wins, it's still a game. It's not a matter of, you know, oh, the Lions are behind the Packers. It's still that farther gap from second place to first place.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't get any of that. Did you get that?
I wonder. Well, I think that versus the double tie, that was at least easier to follow than what would happen in another tie.
I mean, I fumbled the double tie. Because I was trying to do it live.
Can we get Steve Kornacki in here?
We need him. Get the magic wall.
Point of the take is a second place Lions team is farther behind the Bears than a second place Packers team.
Right. Well, but yeah.
See, well, the Lions have the head-to-head, though.
If the Lions have the head-to-head,
then what is the next tiebreaker? If the Lions won the first one, the Bears won the second one, is it about margin of victory? Do the Bears need to win by 37 points as opposed to the Lions who beat them by 31 or whatever it was?
Before? Would 8-4 beat 7-4-1?
That's the thing. That's why I want Detroit to get a tie. That's why, because then, like, they could have the same number of losses, but they couldn't possibly have the same number of wins, assuming that the Bears don't get a tie between now and then. You know me? Yeah. I think I'm back on top.
I mean, the 8-4 versus 7-4-1. That is a different amount of games, by the way. Too.
Yeah,
Lions. You need the same amount of games.
How about the tie, Tyler? You could deal with a tie, couldn't you?
Tyler does not want a tie.
Baby T doesn't want a tie.
Thank you very much.
Baby T does not want a tie.
You know, we haven't done that. We haven't been enforcing the Baby T rule where he has to talk about himself in the third person. That's an excellent call. Let's bring that back for tomorrow for the holidays. It'll be a festive day before Thanksgiving. Leonard is in Orland Hills, and we hope Orland Hills is okay with that. Leonard, what's going on? What you got?
So here's my take. I think I want the Lions to win only because I'm so confident that the Bears will win on Friday. They'll keep the Packers at least one full game behind us, because I was there in 2010. I remember the Bears letting the Packers in the last week of the season. And we're like, okay, what are they going to do? We got home field in the NFC Championship game. And guess who's there? So, no, I am not taking any chances. The further away Green Bay can be from any sort of playoff picture, I'm happy with that. So, unfortunately, I have to root for the Lions to get some turducken tomorrow or on Thursday. So, go Lions!
I really like it, Leonard. You're bringing back some experience the many times, or at least the two times that I can think of, that the Bears and the Packers ended up running into the playoffs, just in the Jay Cutler era, and then after that as well. And it's just like the gruesome reality of losing to the Packers in the playoffs. I'd like to avoid that.
Those old
at all
scars.
Costs.
Those old scars matter.
Yeah, no, I'm with Les and Tyler, the great unimagined previously radio combination in Chicago history. I'm with those guys. F the Packers. I got to tell you, are we in the trust tree? Are we in the trust tree right now?
I think so, yeah.
Who's listening?
Okay. Last week, when the debut of the segment, Matt Locks, which went really just okay. Let's be honest. Tanny could have done more. He admitted himself. I could have done more, okay?
Me too.
Tanny was the first name that got mentioned. And who could
have
done more?
But here's the deal. I ended up in the awkward position of wanting a Matt Lock to be correct, and that included me picking the Steelers. So down the crunch time of that game on Sunday, I just had a small portion of me, just a small portion of me thinking, like, well, if the Steelers win, at least the Matt Lock will be correct.
Jeez.
I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Never again. I felt dirty. I felt ugly. I felt wrong. I felt stupid. It's never going to happen again. So, Baby T, I'm with you. Thank you for recalibrating things. And thank you to Leonard and Orland Hills for that. And I am absolutely go Lions on Thursday.
So that was the last Matt Lock?
That was one and done. We are one and done on Matt Lock.
First and last.
That's right. Grand opening, grand closing of Matt Locks. That's the way it's going down.
Was it at least, like, did he use the theme song from the old show?
Oh, yeah. So, Teddy, he did
what
fine
more could you have asked for then?
A lock sound effect. A lock sound effect, you know, each time. But Teddy knows he could have. Yeah, right, exactly. Whatever. It's never going to happen again.
Bum, bum. That's the wrong show.
We'll always have our one and done version of that's Law and Order.
Of
Matt Lock. So, yeah. So there you go.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help you save.
Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh cut trees in store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.